You don't know about me. this ain't a drive-by. I'm trying to sweep you up and keep you there. Got me running in circles around you to please. Yeah, I do what I need to. So pardon my manners, just something about you turns me to a savage.
Yeah. Save the children.
Save the kids.
Every year, almost 9 million children in the developing world die of largely preventable and treatable illnesses before they reach the age of 5. However, through basic health care delivered by local health care workers, many of these lives can be saved, and you are just one step away from helping. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out the ways that you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
It's actually kind of ridiculous how much better you are at saying that. Like,
yeah.
You're listening to so-and-so, you're so much better at that than I am.
I know, because you guys, it's all about like pacing. It's like, you are listening to WJRH. Oh, I screwed up. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, cocky. Pennsylvania.
You got real cocky there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I get a little carried away.
I'm
maybe the next Howard Stern, though. Watch out. Hear me roar.
I'm just not. Like, I'll think of stuff to, like, banter about, but.
Yeah. That's why the podcast, though, with the podcast world, though, things are changing. Because, like, you don't have to speak like, whoa, here's the big story. And, like you don't have to speak like that anymore. I think podcasters kind of have a normal, more chill voice.
Yeah, that's because I can edit myself to sound smarter.
Yeah.
I can make myself seem so much more eloquent.
Also, you can, like, pick up the bass a little bit and make it, like, really, like, sound good.
Yeah, make it really snappy.
Snappy. Crisp.
A really crisp audio.
You got to sound crisp.
I don't want to sound crisp, dude. That's not me. I'm not a crisp person. I'm a little rough around the
rugged.
Edges.
We're the rugged radio hosts of Lafayette.
Rugged boys. Okay.
But we bring you the best music, so.
Yeah, but actually, we're Parting Seas.
We're Parting Seas, and we're about to play a song by Neon Indian called Slumlord.
It's chill. Give it a listen.
Thank you. I like it better underwater. Share me underwater.
so close, I couldn't bear the weight. 'Cause you were a shadow.
Some spicy tunes. Not really, more mellow, more chilly.
Chilly.
More chilly, but not like the pepper.
Good one.
Yeah, thanks. Clever, right? As a one-off, that's the only joke I've ever made, ever. I'm going to give you a nice motivation. So if you're out there and you did not graduate high school, you could get your GED. If you're thinking about getting a GED diploma but need a little more motivation to get you on your way, visit the GED Pep Talk Center, where there are celebrity pep talkers standing by, ranging from a level 1 gentle pep talk from Deborah Jo Rupp all the way up to a level 13 extreme pep talk from Danny Trejo.
Danny Trejo?
Yeah, that man's actually got like an amazing story.
Danny Trejo's crazy.
He's incredible. Well, he was in prison before he was an actor.
He was a gangster.
Yeah, he was a gangster, and he was in prison, and they found him for a movie. And
if you look at him, you're like, this dude
yeah,
is
and he
scary.
Was, well,
like,
no. He was going to train an actor for a movie, and then they were like, actually, you know what? Like, screw it. You can just be in it. But now he has his GED, so whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, there's a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38 your GED, or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and find free GED classes in your area.
GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education. This has been brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council. Should we just get back to more music or talk about how West Virginia doesn't even have any schools anymore?
Let's get back to music.
Yeah, screw West Virginia. I heard it here first. Just screw them.
There's no combination of words I could put on the back of a postcard. No song that I could sing, but I can try for your heart. Our dreams, and they are made out of real things, like a shoebox of photographs with sepia tone loving. Love is the answer, at least for most of the questions of my heart. Why are we here and where do we go? And how come we're so hard? It's not always easy, and sometimes life can be deceiving. I'll tell you one thing, it's always better when we're together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. They'll be gone too. Too many things I have to do. But if all of these dreams might find their way into my day-to-day scene, I'd be under the impression I was somewhere in between. With only two, just me and you. Not so many things we got to do, or places we got to be. We'll sit beneath the mango tree now. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. Combination of words I could put on the back of a postcard. No song that I could sing, but I can try for your heart. Our dreams, and they are made out of real things, like a shoebox of photographs with sepia tone loving.
cause I don't want that. But hey, wink at me, America. Met today for a reason. I think we're on the right track now. I think I'm in love, yeah.
that you must feel like facing the ruin, facing the ruin. I messed it up as always. I'm afraid of losing, I'm afraid of losing. I made you thinking I was so wrong. I made you feeling the worst. And I don't know how to get along with my seven on weekend, when I'm weekend. So let's go back to
walking in the desert and the sand's my runway. I'm like, oh yeah, me and my mistress just got paid. We're like, oh yeah, man, it's like 100 degrees. Don't care when I feel the breeze. I'm on something, cotton candy feeling, lemonade dreaming. I'm on nothing, hazy golden feeling, sunny morning dreaming. I'm on cotton candy feeling, lemonade dreaming.
I'm on something by Brooklyn, but without any vowels. Except Y, but Y is like a half vowel. You know what I mean? It's like not really one. It's just kind of faking
Y
it.
Y tries
the whole,
to be.
The whole time. It's like, it's, yeah, you're like kind of cool, but like not really.
I guess because things like Tyler, the name Tyler.
Like if you were sitting at a lunch table,
and
Y would be the one at the end of the lunch table with no one across from him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, the vowel lunch table.
Well, yeah. If you're at a lunch table with, like, you know. That's assuming that you and I are cool and that we're vowels.
A's kind of the jock, I feel like. E's kind of like the crazy one. Wild card.
The crazy one. O just chills.
O's pretty chill.
O chills.
I's a little bit nerdy.
I's a little bit weird, but, like, they're fine.
He's, like, the smart one.
Why is just, like, kind of odd. Like they're mostly chill. They're like almost up to eyes level, but like, just weirder. I don't know. You is kind of weird too. You is like, I don't know. Mostly cool. They don't have a lot of use though. They're a pretty niche vowel.
You, I don't know. You
love them or you hate them.
You love them or you hate them.
Yeah. You love them or you hate them. As always, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio. Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Andrew.
I'm Mike Loftus.
And that's been Parting Seas. Coming at you through your speakers for this week. Have a good weekend. My weekend starts, like, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I have no class tomorrow, so.
Ah!
So peace out, everyone else. My weekend's on.
I have one class.
Good night.